Know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey there, kids. How's it going? Well, we know who's in the Super Bowl. It ain't my Ravens. Oh, by the way, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. 6.5 minutes past the hour, coming to you from San Francisco, California. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, or more than likely, if you're listening to this program, you're alone. Later this hour, Fred Wallen, he's going to be in talking with writer Randy Williams. Wrote a really interesting book, 50 Super Bowls, 50 Moments. Evidently, he's looking ahead to February 7th for that 50th. I guarantee you, no moments from the Minnesota Vikings or the Buffalo Bills will be in there, unless... I guess you can throw this Scott Norwood thing in there, who's a class act, by the way. Patriots lose to Denver 20-18, and notice I didn't say Denver won. The Patriots lost. There's a big difference. Brady just didn't look good. And, man, in my opinion, what was the Super Bowl? Carolina just mauled the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals are a damn good team, and Carolina just, excuse the term, bitch-slapped them. There's no other way to put it. Pitchers and catches report soon. Hey, if you're a Ravens fan, by the way, according to the Sporting News, your 2016 World Series will be between my beloved Boston Red Sox and the town in which I now reside, San Francisco. That would be interesting. It was kind of like a couple of years ago. Being a Baltimore Raven fan, having lived in Baltimore for years, I grew up a Colt fan. I couldn't root for him in Indy, so when I was living in Baltimore, the Ravens moved there. Being a Raven fan, as they took on the Niners in the Super Bowl, got some really strange looks walking around with my Ed Reed jersey. We come back, one of our favorite callers of all time is on the line. This man's been calling me since the moment I walked in here, God, going on 10 years ago now. Man, over nine. Closing in on, you know what I mean. He is from Denver. He's done boots on the ground. He's going to let us know what's going on in the great city of Denver as they talk about their trip to Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California. This is Sports Overnight America.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I imagine some of you were a little surprised at the weather over the weekend, especially if you watch my show Friday night, man.
Ah, the hippy-dippy weatherman, George Carlin, Al Sleep, from The Tonight Show back in, I think, 1966. Oh, man, from Can't Buy a Thrill, Steely Dan's debut album. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called Music.
Thelonious, my old friend.
Denny Diaz doing the lead, Fagan, Becker. Chevy Chase was their original drummer. Didn't appear on any albums, though. They all went to Bard College. Very exclusive school. So for those of you on the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic states who just got absolutely mauled by that winter storm, and I will not call a winter storm by its name, okay? We didn't have names with winter storms when I was growing up in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. You don't get them now. I just love watching snow like that on TV from my couch here in California. We didn't have, you know, hand warmers and water. No. We walked uphill in 2 feet of snow. We walked to school uphill, 2 miles, both ways, on crutches. An old line from my dad, actually. 13.5 minutes past the hour. Like I said, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who's been calling this radio program for 10 years now, and we just love having him on. And, of course, he is a dyed-in-the-wool Denver Bronco fan, primarily because he comes from Denver, Colorado. And for those of you who are talking about Manning being all washed up and Broncos had no chance, despite what that horse-faced son of a bitch you have as a GM, Elway, I can't stand that prick. The Denver Broncos, a 4.5-point underdog as we start off all the fanfare and the hype that's going to be going on here in San Francisco, leading to Super Bowl 50 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, which, you know, 30, 40 miles south of the city. But all the fun's going to be here in the city. The cool part is we don't have to import any ladies of the evening, so to speak. We have enough here. And not all of them are ladies, despite what they look like. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming to you from the Rocky Mountains himself, our good friend Don joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Don, congratulations to your Broncos, my friend.
Hey, Jerry, I appreciate the...
I hope you guys... I hope you get beat worse than that beating that the Niners put on you, 55-10. Yeah, every time you turned around, there was Steve Foley chasing somebody. Or Steve Lilly.
Yeah, Tony Lilly.
Steve Foley was the one who got beaten the four games before that. But, yeah, Tony Lilly, that poor guy. He was a strong safety. And, honest to God, he got hung out to dry. It wasn't all his fault. Whoever was supposed to be checking Taylor and Rice at the line weren't doing their job.
Timmy Smith? Was that the running back that get arrested, the Redskins Super Bowl?
Timmy Smith. Yeah, he never really did anything before or since. He ran for 236 yards, and he was out of the league by midway through the next season, yeah.
Well, you know what? That was Joel Carter. Well, I think that was his Joel Collier swan song after that.
But Joel Collier, I mean, he had a career. I mean, you can look his stats. Timmy Smith. If Timmy Smith walked into your living room in full uniform that year, you wouldn't have known who he was. Nobody knew who Timmy Smith was. No, he ran for 236. He ran for 236 yards, and that's the last we ever heard of him.
Oh, I know, no doubt. And Joel Collier, getting back to what you said about Joel Collier. Joel Collier is the greatest Bronco defensive coordinator. After that, it's Wayne Phillips. I mean, this is his second time.
I don't know who was the defensive coordinator back in the days when Carroll Hardy was the director of operations, the former Major League ball player. He was the guy. Great story here, Carroll Hardy. Yeah, he was from Sturgis, South Dakota, I think, or North Dakota, one of the Dakotas. And Carroll Hardy had a 9-year Major League Baseball career. Really wasn't, look, you spend one day in the major leagues, you have my respect. One day. I grew up with a guy, a friend of my dad's named Bobby Lipsky. He was a 25-year Pennsylvania State Trooper. He had one at-bat for the Cleveland Indians at Yankee Stadium in 1963. He struck out. Who wouldn't love that? You know what I mean? My point is he spent 9 years. Yeah. But Carroll Hardy's claim to fame as a Major League ball player and he's the only man to have pinch hit for Ted Williams and Carly Yastrzemski. I mean, that's not a bad resume right there. And then he went for 20 years. He was the director of player operations and personnel for the Broncos. He was the one that was responsible for getting that Orange Crush defense under Red Miller, I believe, was the head coach. When they had Lyle Alzado and they had Randy Gratishire and people like that. Steve Foley was on that team too.
Tommy Jackson.
You know, it was Carroll Hardy who put all that together. Who was the defensive coordinator back then? Do you remember? Because I don't.
Well, you know, Jerry, the thing was that prior to the Red Millers, we had John Ralston. He had the African talent. He was at being the head coach.
Well, Hardy was there for 20. Yeah. I mean, Hardy was there from I think almost from, I want to say he was there from the mid-60s through 82, 83 he was in there. I mean, he was there for a long time.
Yeah, and prior to John Ralston, of course, was Luce Haven, half a loaf Luce, they called him, remember?
Well, those teams. They were, you know what the problem was with that Super Bowl XII team, and that should have Super Bowl XII should have been the Minnesota Vikings again. But that was a team that physically got beat up by the Dallas Cowboys. Randy Gratishire, I remember, he was a bloody mess by the end of that game. Randy White and Harvey Martin, those guys were physically. I mean, poor Craig Morton. I mean, those guys got beat up. But one thing I will say. The final score was 27-10.
Right.
But the Broncos had, I think, 7 or 8 turnovers in that game and still only gave up 27 points. Only gave up 27 points. You think about defenses like that. I mean, the Baltimore Colts had 7 turnovers in Super Bowl V and only gave up 13 points. Buffalo, on the other hand, gave up 52. Everyone says the defense got 27-10. You want to say the defense gave up 27 points, but 27 points on 8 turnovers, that's not that bad. It really isn't. But anyway, let's get into the here and now. I refuse to say that the Broncos won that game. The Patriots lost that game. And then the poor kicker, he says he's the one who lost it. That's not, that kickers always say that when they miss a kick. But Brady did not look like himself. He looked confused, and then when Gronkowski got hurt, that was the end of it right there.
Great player, Gronkowski's a fly beast. Jerry.
I know he is, but when he got dinged on that, he made a great run out there and that little crossing pattern, and he's that I just looked at that one. Oh boy! And then of course the refs, the inadvertent whistle. The Broncos didn't win that game. The Patriots lost, and the referees helped. That's my opinion. Look, they deserved. They played better than the Patriots. The Patriots still should have won that game. They deserve to be in the Super Bowl. The way the Patriots played, they do not deserve to be in that Super Bowl. You're going to get your asses handed to you by Carolina.
Well, Jerry, you know what? The Broncos have been underdogs pretty much in the previous seven Super Bowls. They've been underdogs at least five of the previous times. The only time they were favored was maybe Seattle 2 years ago. You know how that turned out. And the Redskins Super Bowl back in the Atlanta Super Bowl, too, when they beat them out. They were favored in that game, too, I'm sure.
No, they weren't favored against that Niners team. I think they were like 10-point underdogs in that game.
No, but I mean, Jerry, the Falcons Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure they were favored when they, you know, they were.
Oh, the Falcons. Cleveland Browns would have been favored in that one if they had made it the way to the Super Bowl. In my opinion, truthfully, and I know this is unfair to say because, look, stranger things have happened.
Sure.
I personally think the Super Bowl was played in Charlotte, North Carolina earlier on Sunday. That, to me, was the – I mean, those are the two best teams in football right there, the Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals. Those are the two best teams. Only one of them can go. Go ahead. No,
I'd say the Seahawks are pretty good, too. I mean
– I'm talking about consistency over the entire season. The Panthers and the Cardinals, my opinion, were the two best teams.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, the fact that they're 4.5-point favorites, the Carolina Panthers. Personally, I think that's a little low. I would take that in a second. I mean, and I'm not a big gambler. I mean, I go to see the ponies and blackjack now and again. And by the way, speaking of wagering, if someone could explain to me what no commission baccarat is? They're doing that at the cash casino. I have no idea what that means. So if someone can explain it to me, 1-800-878-7529. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I did also want to say, I mean, all I heard was the Broncos, the way the Kansas City Chiefs, because I thought the Chiefs actually had a chance to go in New England and beat the
Chiefs
the
won.
Patriots in the divisional round.
Yeah.
But the Broncos were able to do what the Chiefs weren't able to do, and that was get after Tom Brady. They got after Tom Brady the way I'd never seen Tom Brady get after. Von Miller, that was probably that's probably going to be Von Miller's best game of his career.
Well, let me ask you something. I look back at the last week of the regular season when New England went down and laid an egg in Miami, losing the home field advantage.
That was the difference, right?
You know, they lost the home field advantage. That to me was the inexcusable part of the whole thing. I mean, would that have guaranteed a Patriot win? Who's to say? But that was big.
Yeah. But, Jerry, don't you think, though, I mean, the Patriots, they talk about leading up to that game, the championship game against the Broncos, they don't need to run the football. They don't need to run the football. Well, that might work against the Cleveland Browns. I might work against mediocre football teams, but you're playing an elite team like the Broncos.
Well, yeah, and I think the Patriots' running game consisted of a guy who literally had not watched one football game all season long and wasn't signed. He literally did not. He watched one football game all year on TV and was signed in December.
I'm trying to think about Monty Ball. Monty Ball couldn't even crack the lineup. Over Gallo, as you said, had him watch football all year.
He looked good a couple of times. He looked good out of the backfield catching some passes. Yeah. He did. I always liked Steven Jackson. He's a bit. Yeah. He reminds me. No, I'm not saying he's as good as, but the way he runs the ball reminds me of Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, just a couple of quick things.
Take your time, Don. You've waited a while for this one. This one's all yours. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it, Jerry. I just like this matchup defensively because I think that, I agree, Carolina, I'm not saying that we're going to get our butts kicked or anything because I think the Broncos have a chance to go in there and win, keep the game close. But what I will say, Carolina is the most balanced team in the NFL. The way they run the football, they lose their top receiver in training camp, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but, I mean, Cam Newton's the MVP of the league. They've got a great defense. Thomas Davis is probably...
The one thing I was looking at... I won't say I knew for sure, but I had a pretty good feeling Carolina was going to win the game. And I was watching Brady, and Brady was getting his throw. He was throwing some balls low, and touched is a very polite way of saying he was getting bumped as he was throwing the ball. And that was all. And Tom Brady's a big guy. He's 6'5". I got news for you. You bump, quote-unquote, bump somebody like Cam Newton as big as he is. I mean, he's LeBron James. He's built like LeBron James, about 3 inches shorter. You're not going to be able to alter the arm of Cam Newton. Cam Newton can just brush you aside with one arm and still throw the ball.
It's kind of like when they played Big Ben in the divisional round. Because Big Ben, I have a lot of respect for Roethlisberger because I think he's a great quarterback.
Right, but he's not the athlete Cam Newton is, though.
No, there's no question, Jerry. Cam Newton's complete package. If I'm going to start a team.
He needs to lay off the caffeine a little bit, though. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and Jerry, here's the thing, too. In the fourth quarter, I don't know what your take is, but it was like about maybe under 6 minutes left.
Right.
The Patriots, of course, going for fourth. It was a fourth and about a yard, I think. And I thought at that time, you're thinking maybe they kicked the field goal and make it 20 to 15. I know the Broncos held them on fourth down and kind of kept the field position in the Broncos' favor. But I'm just wondering at that point in time if the Patriots looked back, they should have kicked the field goal, made the game.
Oh, wait a minute. Would have, could have, should have. There isn't a head coach that's ever been in a big game that has lost and had a situation like that where at the time, you go, okay, maybe, maybe not. You know, so, boy, you hate, you know, here's the thing. We're not dealing with a coach that's in his second or third year in the league and his first goal. We're talking about Bill Belichick here, okay? And people want to say, oh, Belichick, you know, that whole thing. You know, but say what you want about the guy. You know, he's Bill Belichick. He has the resume and the credentials that if something like that happens, okay, he took a chance and it didn't work out. You know?
Yeah, and you know, you get back to the, I mean, Brady was hit, I believe, Jerry, 23 times in this football game. And, again, I just feel like the fact that the Broncos were, I mean, Peyton Manning, I think it was 3rd and 10, that scramble he made, I mean, that was pretty much, I mean, he doesn't make that play 2 months ago, Jerry.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so,
And I said congratulations to the Denver Broncos. I can't stand them because of John Elway.
I'm going to get off the Broncos. I didn't want to just go.
No. That's fine. No, Don. Believe me, Don. This is your moment in the sun, and I don't want to take it away from you. I really don't.
I really appreciate it, Jerry. But no, I did kind of want to. If I got time to talk about the Nuggets.
So. Yeah, you got about 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, Jerry, the thing I did want to just quickly say about the Nuggets, I've got time to talk to you about the Super Bowl matchup,
right.
But.
We have 2 weeks for that, right?
I mean, I did want to say something about the Nuggets are doing right now. I don't know if you watched a lot of the Nuggets this year, Jerry, being in San Francisco, but I think that they've got this is probably the youngest Nugget team I've ever seen. You've watched the Nuggets since David Thompson, the red, white, and blue ball.
Yeah, little Skywalker, yeah.
Moutier is coming to his own. He probably had his best chance since he came back from the injury. And I think the Jokic kid, he's like 20, 21. Moody is, of course, 19. Gary Harris is like 20, 21. I think he had a – what I'm just trying to say, Jerry, is that I wasn't really hot and thrilled about when they brought in Mike Malone, but what I do like is that they're kind of building something. They got a lot of young players, probably the youngest Nugget team I've ever seen, like I said. And they've got a lot of foreign guys, Jokic, Nurkic. Gallinari is also playing some of this.
Imports, Don. They're called imports now. Imports.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well,
the one thing I didn't like about – I'm sorry, go ahead, Jerry.
Here's the one thing about the Nuggets. And I grew up with a kid named Kenny Sherman. He was my dearest friend growing up. And for some bizarre reason, Kenny Sherman was a Nugget fan. All right?
Yeah.
And that's cool. I was a Celtic fan, but I can respect what the Nuggets were doing. But it has always seemed, and it doesn't matter who the coach or the GM, it could have been Kiki Vandeweghe, Doug Moe. Yeah. It doesn't matter who was in charge at one point. They would get right to the precipice of being really good, and they would make a dumb personnel move. It just right now, I think they're what, 17-27, something like that.
Yeah,
17-27.
Yeah,
something like that. Now look, they're not going to do anything in the Western Conference now, but there's a lot of talent out there right now in the college ranks, and not a lot of people. You know, not talking about the big names. I'm talking about people out there that could help you, and the Denver Nuggets need to start looking at that as opposed. And look at the San Antonio Spurs. They get one big name player, then they brought a couple of people in with name. They just built around something, and it just seems like the Denver Nuggets need to work toward that. I'd like to see the Nuggets do well. I think it would be really cool to finally, after all the years the Denver Nuggets spent just being this close and just not having quite, and they always did something dumb with personnel. It just always seems like that has happened. Hey, listen, Don, best of luck to you. Yeah. I assume I'm going, considering all the.
I'm going to be talking to you this week, Jerry.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are. And tell you, you and I are going to have a little on-air wager about this Super Bowl. How's that sound?
Oh, no question. I'm looking forward to it, Jerry. I think it's going to be one of the best matches since your Ravens and the 49ers 3 years ago. I think it's going to be that kind of a game. I two really outstanding defenses, Jerry. So I'm looking forward to it.
That was uncomfortable being a Raven fan living in San Francisco. It really was. Hey, listen.
I didn't even think about that, Jerry. So I'm sure it was kind of hard for you. But
it was. Yeah. Hey, Don. Thanks for your time, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate the time, Jerry. You great. Always great talking with you. Have a great night, man.
Take care. My friend Don in Denver, ladies and gentlemen. We got an update coming up next. Little John Stewart, not the Daily Show host, but the former Minster member of the Kingston Trio, the late John Stewart from San Diego in the background. along with Stevie Nicks. And an update next, kids. I'm talking to Randy Miller, or Randy Williams, excuse me. 50 Super Bowls, 50 moments. It'll be with Fred Wallen here coming up in about 10 minutes. This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never even knew we had a nightclub down here.
Somebody's thinking, man, a little Sparks action from Tommy. Nice. Randy Williams going to be with Fred Wallen talking about his book, 50 Years, 50 Super Bowls, 50 Memories, Moments. None including the Minnesota Vikings, I can guarantee you that. Quick look at an update here. If you haven't heard, the Super Bowl has all been said. It was Denver taking care of New England. New England actually lost this game in Denver 20-18. Peyton Manning going to the Super Bowl yet again. 10 of your last 15 Super Bowls have either had Manning or Brady in it. Go figure that one out. And in the NFC, it's just Cam Newton and company just all over Arizona, 40-15. Super Bowl 50, Carolina's a 4.5-point favorite out the gate as they meet in Santa Clara, California, just south of us here in San Francisco, California. NBA, check this one out, Brooklyn. OKC goes into Brooklyn at the Nets take care of them, 116-106. Boston over Philadelphia, 112-92. Yay, Toronto, 112-94 over the Clip Show. And it was Houston taking care of the guys from the Metroplex, 115-104. That'd be Dallas, by the way, for those of you who are unaware of certain things. We sashay over the way. You know, here's the thing. We always hate that when our computer just freezes up. Let's try that again. There we go. NHL overtime win for the Kings. Your battle of your traditional hockey town's heroes. Los Angeles 3-2 over San Jose. I was at the tank down here in San Jose, California, about 45 miles south of us here. Chicago 2-0 over St. Louis. Carolina 5-2 over Calgary. Ottawa 3-0 over the Rangers. In Pittsburgh and Washington, that was snowed out due to a complete lack of interest. That's not true. It was snowed out because of the little storm you had there in the back east. And if you're in Southern California, Orange County, just to be a little more specific, the Orange County Jail, straight out of a movie, three guys took them months, managed to escape from the Orange County Jail. They are on the loose right now. And normally you'd think, hey, good for them. Wait, no, this is a convicted murderer, a convicted attempted murderer, and another man who was convicted of kidnapping and torture. Way to go, Orange County. You'll be reading about this one in the paper. The way they got out, quite remarkable. Not advocating it, but don't open your doors if someone comes knocking in the morning saying, would you like to buy a subscription too? No, just don't do it. We come back. Fred Wallen's going to be in. He's going to be talking with Randy Williams, writer of a book about the Super Bowls. 50 of them, and he's got 50 moments to correlate with the 50 Super Bowls. I don't know how he did that, considering Super Bowl 50 hasn't been played yet, but who am I to argue, right? From The Who's Tommy in 1969. It's called Sparks in the background. Sirius and XM Channel 93, iHeart Radio Live, iTunes, and the TuneIn app. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about that. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. Kids, this is Sports Overnight America.
Know that sound, and you have the gear. But are you flying the flag? Just in time for the Christmas season, Heartland Flagpoles and Flags has acquired a limited supply of exclusive, officially licensed Harley-Davidson flags. It's the perfect finish to your shopping list for the hog lover in your life, or maybe even yourself. There's a variety of flags to choose from, so come by and shop in-store at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Hurry, though. These flags won't be around long.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Engage your primal competitive spirit and become a fierce warrior of fun. Join Catfish Bend Casino Saturday slot tournaments in January. Catfish Bend Casino has set aside a $5,000 prize pool for each Saturday slot tournament for the rest of this month. A $5,000 prize pool. Now that's a bounty worth battling for, and it's free to enter. Simply pick up your tournament slip at Player Services between 8 a.m. and 5:50 p.m. on the day of the tournament. See Player Services for full details. Saturday slot tournaments in January at Catfish Bend Casino. War paint and battle cries optional.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, my God! They've shot him!
I've glimpsed your incredible nincompoop as the end of the quarter.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. The name is Fred Wall, and I presume you know yours. Our phone number, we'd love to hear from you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A brand new book out, most intriguing, 50 Years, 50 Moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history, written by Jerry Rice and Randy Williams, and Randy's with us right now. And hey, Randy, welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Good to be here.
What gave you the idea for the book, and how'd you get in touch with Jerry Rice?
Well, I mean, interestingly, I started out as a volunteer doing a project for the Library of Congress, Fred. I was interviewing some veterans from World War II to record their experiences for posterity. And then one night I found myself in front of a television watching some footage from old Super Bowl games, and you know, the light bulb went on. I thought, you know, how cool would it be to get 50 years of Super Bowl stories into one book? How many of these guys are still with us? So that's kind of how that started. And as far as Jerry goes, you know, I just basically had an idea in my mind at the start, Fred, just to come up with a little theme, you know, the greatest moments from the greatest game of the greatest sport by the greatest player. And obviously you can argue in different ways, but he's among the leaders. And so when I approached him, he got the idea right away, and he really embraced it. And he's a fan of history himself, Fred.
50 Years, 50 Moments, Most Unforgettable Plays in Super Bowl History, written by Jerry Rice, Randy Williams, HarperCollins, published at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. So it's 1967, and I'm not going to tell the folks how you rated them because I'm not going to give that away. They're going to have to pick up the book with that. But it's 1967, and a couple years before, as a kid, my uncle, because my dad wouldn't go on the roof, my uncle and myself went on the roof. We got a high-gain antenna living here in Los Angeles so we could get the San Diego stations. So we actually had people over for Super Bowl I. Because it was blacked out here in Southern California. Tickets were $12 a piece. And anyways, we had people over watching Super Bowl I, Green Bay, Kansas City, and one, Max McGee, came to the forefront. Talk about that, Randy Williams.
Yeah. Well, man, it's an interesting story. Max wasn't expected to play. He's on the downside of his career. And basically, I think Freddie had four catches all year. And then so he did not expect him to play. He was out on the town for pretty much all night. And then, you know, Barstar comes out in the morning to the lobby after a night's sleep and grabs the morning paper and sees this guy coming in. Been out all night. And that's Mr. Max McGee. And Max ended up having the game of his life. He scored the Super Bowl's first touchdown and went on, I think, maybe seven catches. And Lombardi kept him because he's the guy that performed in the clutch, Fred.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So you have the 50 years, 50 moments. Like, don't tell us what was 51 or 52, but I imagine you like had like 70 or 80, and then you cut it down to 50, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's certainly no doubt, Fred, there's been some clunkers, plenty of clunker Super Bowls, but, you know, there's some exciting games that, you know, 34 and 43 come to mind, you know, that had multiple outstanding plays. So, you know, it's that's the brilliant thing of, you know, everybody putting them on the line in the games of their lives.
All right, so the NFL, the NFC wins the first two Super Bowls. Now we get to number three. And a lot of people were talking about, hey, this is unfair. Let's stop the Super Bowl. And then Joe Willie Mammoth came to the forefront. What happened then?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Colts were feeling pretty good about themselves. I believe Bill Curry, one of the former Colts, tells the story that, you know, had the Colts won, they would go down as one of the all-time greatest teams. They hadn't lost a game in 2 years. The one time they lost, Fred, was to the Browns, and then they come back and avenge that loss, I believe shutting out Cleveland in Cleveland in the championship game to get to the Super Bowl. So they're feeling pretty good about themselves. But I think what people forget was that, you know, the Jets had, like, one of the number one defenses in the league. And they're playing right into Joe's hands because of his ability to pick up the blitz. Now is a key component of the Colts' defense.
Could you compare Joe Willie Namath and his attitude, confidence-wise, with Muhammad Ali?
Absolutely. That's what I say, Fred, is that he's kind of like the, you know, team sports equivalent of Muhammad Ali. But, you know, in talking to Joe, he would tell you that's just simply how he felt at the time, you know. And Jerry Philbin, the defensive captain, said that, you know, knowing what Joe was feeling, he said that just really spread among the team. He says when your quarterback laid on the line like that, it really, you know, lifted up everybody on the team.
Well, a few years later in Super Bowl history, one Gary Yeprimian, the late now Gary Yeprimian, became an attempted passer. Randy Williams, what happened?
Yeah. you know, Gary will tell the story that, you know, he actually was throwing the ball around with Coach Shula's son a few days before over when they're practicing, I believe, at the Rose Bowl. And, you know, he felt pretty good about getting out in the clutch and throwing it if he had to, but apparently it didn't work out that way. He just felt the pressure of the big Redskins bearing down on him. And the interesting story was Mike Bass, Fred, the guy that picked off the ball and ran all the way for a touchdown, was a roommate of Gerald's, both when they're on the taxi squad of the Detroit Lions early in their careers. So he knew from, as he jokes around, that there's no way that Gerald was going to catch him.
Hey, we're talking to Randy Williams along with Jerry Rice. They put together 50 years, 50 moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history, published by HarperCollins, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Folks, if you're into football, because, okay, I've watched every single Super Bowl. I thought I remembered everything about all the Super Bowls. Folks, I didn't. This book has just about all of them. It's 50 years, 50 moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. If you'd like to call us tonight on Sports Overnight America, it's 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. The name is Fred Wong. If you'd like to email us, you can go to sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Randy Williams, I always felt that, well, the 1985 Bears may have been one of the best defensive teams I've ever seen. I guess you can go back to the 60s and the early 60s and the Packers and whatever, but that Bear defense of 85 was unbelievable. And the Fridge was a very important part of it, Fridge Perry, and then he became more than that. Randy Williams, tell us the story.
Yeah, it was just an amiable young man, a wide-body young man, of course, and he actually wasn't a favorite of Coach Buddy Ryan, the defensive coordinator at the time, because Buddy just didn't kind of frown on rookies and kind of had to work their way up. But, you know, he made a name for himself on the offense under Coach Ditka, and then basically, you know, worked his way in as a starting lineman. And I will say this, Fred, you kind of mentioned the comparisons with the other defensive standouts.
Yeah.
A person that knows was Coach Landry. He felt that the Bears' defense at that time was even better than the Steel Curtain, Fred, as you well know, a great, great defense that ended up, I believe, winning 4 Super Bowls in 6 years.
Yeah, and I agree. They were totally astounding, and I think going into the Super Bowl game, I think we all knew the Bears would find a way to win. And, of course, they totally dominated, as they did throughout the season. Our phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, you write about an interesting story. Terrell Davis of the Broncos, brought up in San Diego and playing for the Broncos, and now I got a Super Bowl in San Diego against the Packers, and he's got a migraine. What happened?
Well, I mean, it's something he's experienced since childhood, Fred. I mean, he's had to deal with that. But he got so excited seeing one of his heroes out on the field before the game, Doug Williams, that he had forgot to take his medicine on time.
Oh, boy.
He knew it was going to come on. But, I mean, the thing that's really, really impressive is that, you know, these are the kind of stories that interest me because it's such a physical game, Fred. And you and I, if we had a migraine, you know, we're lucky to just lay on the couch, let alone take the poundings from a, you know, 250-pound linebacker. So very, very impressive what Terrell did. He took out, you know, the second quarter and most of the long halftime to recoup. And sure enough, he comes back and, you know, ends up scoring 3 touchdowns, becomes MVP. So it's a great story. And like I said, the ability of these guys to overcome, you know, illnesses and sickness, and it's just amazing to me.
That's the voice of Randy Williams, the author with Jerry Rice, 50 Years, 50 Moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. Pick it up at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, published by HarperCollins. Folks, again, if you're into Super Bowl history, if you're into pro football history, or just into football period, it's a book that you ought to pick up. A couple of years ago, Seattle's playing Denver, and I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a very close game. Didn't end up that way. Peyton didn't have a fantastic game, and certainly the Seahawks did. Explain that. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those questions, Fred. Is we still scratch your head, right? What happened? And you know, Peyton Manning had such an incredible season. You know, a record-breaking season, just about all the categories of as a passer. And yet, a game plan and momentum and the aggressive, Seahawks defense, and obviously the first play from scrimmage and the safety just led to an avalanche of a landslide of momentum that Denver really could never recover from.
The name Scott Norwood in football infamy or fame or whatever you want to call it certainly comes to the forefront as the Giants battled the Buffalo Bills. Talk about that one.
Yeah, but I think one of the interesting things about that particular game that people don't realize is that, you know, Coach Parcells was always brilliant at altering his stripes, so to speak, not necessarily going with what got him into the playoffs in the Super Bowl. And one of the strategies was to offset the tremendous offensive force of the Buffalo Bills by keeping the ball away from them with time-consuming drives, Fred. Now, the Giants, if you look at the records, basically, they really did well in converting on third downs. But in the end, what it came down to, it was only a few seconds and a few yards. I mean, the Giants dominated the time of possession, but as players on both sides I spoke to, they only need a couple more yards to get a better shot for statistically wise for Scott to make that kick, and he was really good. He obviously performed in the clutch for the Bills for some time, but the odds of making that under pressure is and Phil Simpson is watching on the sidelines saying that Super Bowl wet grass. At that time, a lot of that was made pretty difficult, and he didn't miss by much, but he did miss.
The voice of Randy Williams, 50 Years, 50 Moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. I've known Randy for a long time. You know, when the Super Bowl started in 67 here in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, you were just a kid, I was just a kid. Did you have any idea it would grow to where it is today in 2016?
Right. I mean, I don't think anybody did, Fred, and even, the folks, Rosell and Mr. Hunt back then, they're scrambling for a name for it. They didn't really even get started with the preparing for the championship until, just a few weeks out, really didn't have a site that helped lead to the, non-sellout, shall we say, at the Coliseum. You had two broadcasters at the same time, so there was a lot of kind of just throwing it together, so nobody really knew, that it would take off. You didn't even have the official name Super Bowl, I believe, until 3 or 4. And so kind of parallels the amount of media that we have out there nowadays, right? With the 24/7, it wasn't that way back then.
You know, I mentioned that tickets at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in '67 were $12. They're slightly more than that now, Randy, right?
Yeah, and $12 was the high end, Fred. So.
We're talking to Randy Williams, 50 Years, 50 Moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. I'm not going to tell you what he picks as number one, but let me just quickly ask you, last year, Super Bowl, Seattle, should they have passed or should they have run with Marshawn Lynch at the end?
My whole thing is that, and you understand Coach Carroll's strategies and all that other stuff, but a couple of things come to mind, and then again, talking to some of the pros that were on hand and broadcasters as well, Fred, was that it seems to me you can still run Lynch, the next player, whatever, but why wouldn't you fake Lynch in the middle and then Wilson, with his ability, his tremendous skill to roll out, then he'd have the option to run it himself or pass. That's one thing. And then the other one, some receivers were saying, I forget the gentleman's name, should have done a better job of boxing out Butler on the pick. So there's a lot of things you can look at. And the same thing with Wilson is that, I think that if he said something he couldn't see, he should just throw it away. So a lot of things, a lot of speculation, but, they did what they did. And let's give credit where credit's due, and that's to Mr. Butler.
Randy Williams with us, 50 years, 50 moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history, published by HarperCollins, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Randy, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America. We'll do it again. And again, thanks for the appearance. I thought it was a great book, and we shall talk.
Thanks again, Fred. Glad to be on.
Randy Williams with us, 50 years, 50 moments, most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. More with Sports Overnight America right after this on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Once again, our thanks to Fred Wall and Randy Williams. 50 years, 50 great Super Bowl moments. Make sure you check it out. Go to Amazon.com. Just about 4 or 5.5 minutes before the hour. Quick update when we come back. By the way, Mary Bird song from Reno 911. Thanks for getting a hold of me. I haven't talked to you in a while, sweetheart. Good to hear from you. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
Thank you, Bill Spaceman Lee. And believe me, I've been with Bill many a time, and I know he knows of where he's speaking. Oh, man. The old CTA album, was it 68? Nice. CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority. It was the original name of the band Chicago. This was their first album. It was called CTA. Oh, what an album. Buck and a half before the hour. If you haven't heard, Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California. 30, 35 minutes south of us here in San Francisco. All the festivities and the fun and the escorts will all be here in the city. My city. By the way, if you need some couch time for the Super Bowl and you're from out of town, you can't find a hotel, by all means, give me a call. You bring the beer, I'll supply the food. In any event, the Patriots lost to Denver, and I emphasize that specifically. The Patriots lost to Denver 20-18 in Denver, Colorado. And I mean, the Carolina Panthers just absolutely bitch slapped the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm sorry for using that terminology, but there's no other way to explain. The Cardinals were the redheaded stepchild here, okay? 40-15. The rest of the, look, the Celtics beat the Sixers in hockey. There was a, you know, Pittsburgh and Washington was snowed out. Three guys escaped, murderers escaped from a prison in Orange County. It'll all be in the papers coming up on Monday. Why do you need me? Oh, I know why. You can't live without me. That's understandable. Sirius and XM Channel 93. Get a hold of me on Facebook. Only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Or like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Follow us on Twitter @Sports Overnight. This is Sports Overnight America.